Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good day. Welcome to Your Purposeful Podcast. My name is Gary Robertson and this is Living Your Life on Purpose. Yesterday we spoke to Joe and we introduced a part of a sales process. And if you remember, this sales process was quite unique in that I connected to Joe via LinkedIn, I sent him a lumpy letter which had a Christmas smelling tea bag in it, and then I telephoned Joe. Now, picking up the phone is easy. It really is. You just got to get used to doing more of it. Let's go through that telephone conversation again with Joe, just to show you how many yeses Joe says during the part of this conversation. Now, some of them are silent yeses, but just listen to this. Hey, Joe, my name's Gary Robertson. It's just a quick call, but we recently connected on LinkedIn and I sent you a letter with a Christmas smelling tea bag in it. Did you get it? Yes, said Joe. Great, Joe. Just a bit of fun though. Did you drink the tea? No. Ah, okay, Joe, but did you at least open the tea bag? Yes. Ah, fantastic. Well, Joe, the purpose of this phone call really is just to see if you're open-minded to having a look at maybe some additional sales coaching. Joe will say yes, no, or maybe. Now, at this point, if Joe says yes or maybe, I then simply say, great, Joe, would it be possible for me to send you a link to my diary? Let's book in a half an hour slot. I can show you what I do, and then if you're interested, then we can maybe see if there's a way in which we can work together. Joe says yes. It's pretty simple. I then send the link to my diary, then we have a one-to-one, maybe over Zoom, or maybe face-to-face. Now, this is the critical point that people go wrong. You need to have a sales presentation all ready for when you have any of your one-to-ones. And the other thing you need to do is you need to have done some preparation into the meeting with Joe. Go onto Joe, onto LinkedIn. Find out what he's talking about. Go onto Joe on Facebook. Find out what he's talking about. So that when you actually do your meeting, you can find out more about Joe. And then when you're actually in the meeting, just ask some questions. Questions are the answers. Find out how his business is going. Find out if he needs more sales, what the barriers to profitability are. And then when you do your actual presentation, you tailor your presentation to personalize the pain. And if you can personalize the pain, then great. And then all you do is you close your presentation. My close is quite good. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being really interested, Joe, where are you with us working together and getting you those more sales? I'm an 8. Well, Joe, most people start working with me at 8. You can't be a 10 until I've proved my worth. Would you agree? I agree. Shall we get you started then? Yes. Or on a scale of 1 to 10, Joe, where are you with regard to working with me? I'm a 7. Great. Joe, most people start working with me at a 7. You can't be a 10 until I've proved my worth. Would you agree? And look, that's part of the sales process and it's a summarized process. But you know, in any aspect of how you want to do your business, we can create processes for you that are guaranteed to work. Remember the law of averages. If you do something often enough, a ratio will appear. Come on, let's get you more customers, guys and girls.